Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen, and joining me on the line here this morning for our community conversation from Chickasaw County Public Health, I have Lisa Welter joining me here this morning. Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Yes. Let's get into it here. We've got a couple of different things to cover. I mean, the first thing is we're closing the door on January and getting into February. Probably one thing to take note is I've noticed on your Facebook page about radon testing. Could we talk about that?
Definitely, yes. So there's radon all over in, you know, the state of Iowa and all over. We're most concerned about getting lung cancer from breathing in high levels of radon over time. Radon is odorless and invisible, so sometimes we don't know it's there, and it can build up in places like our homes and buildings. So it's important to test for radon. And that way, if there's high levels in your home, you can take care of them by radon reduction systems and things like that. So here at Chickasaw County Public Health and Environmental Health, we do have radon tests available at our office for $10. You just perform those at home and send those to the state, and they get the results to you, and then you can kind of feel better about your home. Or, you know, if you have high levels in your home, you can take care of that and protect your family.
Very good. Very good. Lisa Welter joining us here this morning on the Morning Roundup. 95.1 The Bull. We're getting into tomorrow, the month of February. And, of course, with I noticed that every month there's usually something specific that can raise awareness for health and wellness and stuff like that. So what month are we focusing on next month, Lisa?
So in February, it's American Heart Month. There's lots of cardiovascular disease in the world. That's the number one cause of death. It actually kills over 17 million people a year.
Ah, yes. Yeah. So what plans are you doing for the month of February?
So we're going to be, you know, putting out information and things like that on our Facebook page and doing hopefully increased blood pressure clinics. Of course, we know that the heart supplies oxygen and nutrients and to the tissues and things in our body, and it also removes things that we don't need like carbon dioxide and waste and things like that. So with, you know, with heart disease, it affects the heart and the blood vessels. So you could get different kinds of cardiovascular diseases, like we've probably heard of coronary heart disease and things like that, which cause strokes and heart attacks. So we definitely want to be aware of that and change our lifestyles and things like that.
Definitely. And I will see, you know, we'll see some posts from you guys there on Facebook there. By the way, probably one thing of note, you said this about a new Facebook page before we jumped on the air here. Let's talk about that as well.
Yes, we just started a new Facebook page. It's Chickasaw County Public Health. So definitely go out there and like and follow our page, and we'll put information out there. We found that our Facebook page, which is Chickasaw PHN Nursing, was kind of hard to find, so decided to start up a page. So I finally figured out how to do that, and we got that going.
It's a much better ring to it, Chickasaw County Public Health.
Yes, I agree.
Definitely. Lisa Welter joining us here this morning from Chickasaw County Public Health. Our community conversation on 95.1 The Bull. Any other clinics you have coming up here, Lisa?
Yes, we're going to increase our blood pressure clinics and foot clinics, hopefully. We have a regular scheduled foot clinic actually here at the public health office the second Tuesday of the month. And that's for individuals who just need some help, you know, clipping their toenails and things like that. So they can definitely call the office and get an appointment for that. And then we're hoping to increase that a little bit, hopefully, over the next month and, you know, go out to outlying towns and things like that, and kind of, you know, that'll help raise awareness and things like that.
Lisa Welter joining us here from Chickasaw County Public Health. More information, Lisa, or making appointments, general information, how can we get in touch with you?
Yeah, so if you would like to make an appointment for that, you can call the office at 641-394-4053.
Excellent. Lisa joining us here from Chickasaw County Public Health. Thanks a lot for joining me today and sharing our wealth of information here. American Heart Month, radon testing. Again, make sure to follow on Facebook there, Chickasaw County Public Health. And thanks for sharing, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you. Have a good day.